News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India on Tuesday walked out of a meeting of the National Security Advisors of the member countries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in protest after the Pakistani representative used a fictitious map showing Indian territories as part of Pakistan. The meeting, which was chaired by Russia, saw National Security Advisor Ajit Doval walk out. This was in blatant disregard to the advisory by the host against it and in violation of the norms of the meeting. After consultation with the host, the Indian side left the meeting in protest at that juncture, said Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Anurag Srivastava. As was to be expected, Pakistan then went on to present a misleading view of this meeting, said Srivastava, responding to a query on the issue. Government sources said the Pakistani action was blatant violation of the SCO Charter and against all its established norms of safeguarding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of SCO member states. The sources added that India issued its strong objection and the Russian side tried very hard to persuade Pakistan not to use the map. Nikolai Patrushev, Secretary of the National Security Council of Russian Federation, said Moscow does not support what Pakistan has done and hopes that the provocative act will not affect India's participation in the SCO. On the eve of the anniversary of abrogation of Article 370, Pakistan last month had issued a new map showing all of Kashmir as part of its territory. The map also includes not just parts of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, but also Junagadh in Gujarat. India has dismissed the new map as an exercise in political absurdity and has accused Pakistan of laying untenable claims to territories in Gujarat and the Union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and of Ladakh. A Shenzhen-based technology company with links to the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party, which is keeping tabs on over 10,000 Indian individuals and organizations in its global database of foreign targets, has said it is merely using public information on the internet for data integration, according to Chinese embassy sources. An investigative report by the Indian Express has detailed how the company has been keeping tabs on individuals including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Cabinet Ministers like Rajnath Singh and Nirmala Sitharaman, and at least 15 former chiefs of the Army, Navy and Air Force, among others. Sources quoted a representative of the company on Tuesday as saying that the relevant reports on their company are seriously untrue. Our data are all public data on the internet. This is just data integration. Its operations, which involve collecting and mobilizing data, are 100% from open sources with no data mining and is no different from its Western peers, such as US public tracking platforms called Every Politician and GovTrack, said the representative. The representative denied that what the company was doing was illegal or unreasonable. We collect information from public sources that are accessible to everyone, but we do not get private information from confidential sources, such as chat histories, psychological profiles, or anything that the user chooses to conceal, sources quoted the representative as saying. The overseas key information database does exist, but not as magical as media reported. It merely connects individuals to the social media they use. After the report was made public, Indian agencies had said they were not surprised by the expose on the hybrid war by China. The Supreme Court on Tuesday described as insidious and rabid efforts to target a particular community through TV shows. A bench of Justices D.Y. Chandrachud and K.M. Joseph expressed deep concern on use of power and reach of electronic media to attack a particular community as it heard a petition against a TV show by a private channel on the entry of Muslims in civil services. As the Supreme Court of this nation, we can't allow you to say that Muslims are infiltrating civil services. We can't tolerate this. No one can say journalists have absolute freedom to say anything, observed the bench as it issued an interim order on staying the telecast of subsequent episodes of the program. The court restrained Sudarshan TV from telecasting two episodes of Bindaas Bol program scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday, saying it prima facie appears to vilify the Muslim community. The bench was emphatic that such programs that tend to show a particular community in bad light cannot go without scrutiny just by claiming the right to free speech and free press. The court called out the channel, saying it might be doing a disservice to the nation by not accepting India as a melting pot of diverse culture. Your client needs to exercise his freedom with caution, the bench told senior lawyer Shyam Diwan, who was appearing for the channel. It appears to the court that object of the program is to vilify the Muslim community and make it responsible for an insidious attempt to infiltrate the civil services. We are duty-bound to ensure adherence to the program code formed under Cable TV Act, said the bench in its order. It added that the edifice of a stable democratic society and observance of constitutional rights and duties is based on coexistence of communities. Any attempt to vilify a community must be viewed with disfavor, it said. The court was of the view that electronic media, because of its huge access, can become a focal point for destabilizing the nation by targeting particular communities, and so certain standards should guide them. Reputations can be damaged, images can be tarnished. How to control this? State cannot do this. This is a very difficult area of regulation, undoubtedly, but we are trying to spread a wider auspice of dialogue. Look at this program, solicitor. How rebid can it get? Targeting a community who are appearing for civil services, Justice Chandrachur asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta. On his part, Justice K.M. Joseph said, we need to look at the ownership of the visual media. Entire shareholding pattern of the company must be on site for the public. Revenue model of that company should also be put up to check if the government is putting more ads in one and less in another. But Mehta objected to the idea of external regulations on the media. Freedom of the journalist is supreme. There are two aspects of the statements by Justice Joseph. It would be disastrous for any democracy to control the press. There is also a parallel media other than electronic media where a laptop and a journalist can lead to lakhs of people viewing their content. There are a large number of web portals whose ownership is different from what they show, he pointed out. The law officer also cited an illustration of YouTube, saying how it will be possible to either regulate this platform or question its revenue model. The bench retorted that it should not be wary of regulating one thing just because it cannot regulate anything. Fair comment and equivalent duty of the right to a fair response. Journalists must be governed by certain principles, it stressed. The court observed it is inclined to have a committee of five distinguished individuals of commendable stature to suggest certain principles to guide the electronic media. The matter will be heard next on September 17. Even though Scientific American had never endorsed a presidential candidate in the magazine's 175-year history, its top editor said on Tuesday there was little internal debate over a decision to back Democrat Joe Biden. Editor-in-chief Laura Helmuth said President Donald Trump's administration was much worse for the scientific community than the magazine had feared. The magazine's endorsement was posted online on Tuesday, a day after Trump questioned the science of climate change in relation to the California wildfires. Helmuth said the timing was coincidental and the editorial was written during the past 2 months. Scientific American said that the evidence and the science show that Donald Trump has basically damaged the United States and its people because he rejects evidence and science. The editorial by senior editor Josh Fishman sharply condemned Trump for his handling of the pandemic. The magazine criticized Trump for seeking cutbacks in scientific funding and hobbling the U.S. response to climate change. Biden, the magazine said, has a record of following the data and being guided by science. There was no immediate reply to a request for comment from the Trump campaign. There's been some pushback. Helmuth said the magazine has been monitoring requests for cancelled subscriptions and has received some, many from people who weren't subscribers anyway. Conservative columnist S.E. Kapp tweeted that while she agreed with the magazine's arguments and planned to vote for Biden, I do have mixed feelings on whether this is a good use of scientific clout and credibility. Psychologist and writer Jeffrey Miller said that the magazine was betraying 175 years of principled bipartisanship for the sake of some cheap, short-sighted, opportunistic virtue signaling. I'm old enough to remember when your magazine had some integrity, he tweeted. But Helmuth said the magazine has not ignored politics. The Atomic Energy Commission burned 3,000 copies of an issue in the 1950s. Because of its stance against the hydrogen bomb. The magazine has been running more opinion pieces lately and in 2016 wrote an editorial questioning Trump's fitness to be president, although it didn't endorse Hillary Clinton. Part of our magazine's mission is to show people how the world works, whether it is black holes, evolution, viruses, or systemic racism, Helmut said. We felt it was our duty as part of that mission to warn people that Trump has been disastrous for research, science, health, and the environment. The magazine hopes it doesn't have to make a presidential endorsement again, she said. On Monday, Trump was confronted during the California briefing about a need to address climate change, and he said that the Earth would get cooler. I wish science agreed with you, responded Wade Crowfoot, secretary of the California Natural Resources Agency. Well, I don't think science knows, actually, the president said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.